German diplomats are scrambling to uncover the source of a leaked report on a recent meeting in Washington between President Bush and Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder. Last week, a German newspaper published what it said were parts of the report. It said the German side informed the Bush administration that Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi had admitted involvement in two terrorist attacks. NPR's Guy Raz reports on the diplomatic flap in Berlin.
Konrad Schuller, a reporter for the German newspaper Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, couldn't believe what he was looking at last week. A source phoned him to say he obtained a confidential report of a recent meeting between Gerhard Schroeder and President Bush, written by Germany's ambassador to the U.S., Jürgen Krobog.
The sentence that hit me immediately was a sentence in which Krobog, the note-taker, wrote down that the chancellor's chief advisor on foreign policy told the president, the secretary of state, the security advisor Condoleezza Rice, that Muammar al-Gaddafi had confessed to him that Libya was involved in terrorist cases, namely the Lockerbie case and the LaBelle case.
Schuller couldn't believe it because he has been covering the LaBelle case, a 1986 terrorist attack that killed two U.S. servicemen at a Berlin nightclub. For the past 2.5 years, lawyers in the case have been trying to force the Libyan government to admit its role in the bombing. Plaintiffs are seeking compensation from Libya for the attack. Libya, at least publicly, has denied involvement. Reporter Schuller noticed a few other interesting things in the leaked report. The Schroeder team and the Bush crew were engaging in plain old world leader gossip.
There were a couple of remarkable sentences spoken by Colin Powell, for example, about Yasser Arafat, saying that Yasser Arafat was lost. That was his word, meaning he had lost touch with reality.
Schroeder, according to the report, went on to characterize Russian President Vladimir Putin as an old-style Soviet apparatchik and called Jordanian King Abdullah the most powerless leader in the Middle East. Bush expressed his displeasure with Russian arms sales to Iran and agreed with Schroeder that it may be time to freeze any future aid to Russia so long as capital continues to flow out of the country. Now, the U.S. Embassy in Berlin is demanding an explanation from the German government as to how the cable was leaked.
Now, Washington, in particular, repeatedly has had difficulties to understand the Germans.
Ulrich Albrecht is a professor of international relations at Berlin's Free University. He says the leak won't help the already strained relationship between the U.S. and Germany.
There is generally some irritation, and then a very minor incident, such as a Krobok report becomes inflated as an indicator of this general irritation in European-American relations, which we can observe right now.
Conspiracy theories are starting to circulate in the popular press here. One newspaper accused the Americans of leaking the cable just to embarrass the Germans. Others have suggested it was an orchestrated effort by foreign ministry officials against their rivals in the chancellor's office. The chancellor's office, meanwhile, is denying that Muammar Gaddafi ever admitted Libya's role in the attacks to a Schroeder advisor. Still, by the end of last week, the judge presiding over the LaBelle bombing trial cleared the way for prosecutors to call that advisor as a witness. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.